federal investigators will conduct an official review of the Wisconsin National Guard's sexual harassment and assault policies after a whistleblower claimed the group didn't properly handle allegations of sexual misconduct from Guard members. Governor Tony Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin announced the official investigation yesterday after both called on the National Guard Bureau's Office of Complex Investigations to take a look at these cases. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Laurel, start at the beginning of what we know about this. What were the complaints, or what do we know about the complaints that led to all of this?
So this all started last year, actually, when a whistleblower contacted Senator Baldwin's office. We know that, you know, this really started getting headlines in January. And at that point, Baldwin said she had already requested that the Air Force look into these whistleblower allegations because they were happening at the Air National Guard's 115th Fighter Wing, which is based in Madison. And basically what this whistleblower told Baldwin was that there had been six incidents of sexual harassment and assault at that facility between 2002 and 2016 that he was aware of, that he didn't believe had been handled appropriately.
And do we know more about the nature of those, or what the whistleblower's concerns were with how the hierarchy at the National Guard dealt with them?
Mm-hmm. Essentially, what these whistleblowers are saying is just that the structure isn't in place for these complaints to be handled appropriately in terms of, you know, getting responses that are adequate to make sure that the victim feels protected, that things are sort of appropriately penalized and you know, transparent or as confidential as these victims want them to be.
Tell us about now this national investigation and this National Guard Bureau that's coming to investigate Wisconsin's practices.
So this is a more wide-ranging investigation. That first whistleblower account that got to Baldwin in 2018 had to do with the Air Force and that Air National Guard office. Now, the Wisconsin National Guard actually has Air and Army branches. So what this investigation is going to look at, which it will be done by the Federal National Guard, so federal officials are going to come to Wisconsin and look at this, will encapsulate both the Air and the Army units. So it's going to be a bit broader than that Air Force investigation of the Air unit, and it's going to look at how they handle, allegations, what the follow-up is like. They're going to look into these specific allegations they have information about already. And in terms of, you know, the number there, we do know that the Associated Press has done a lot of reporting on this. They asked the National Guard how many reports of sexual assault they've gotten in recent years. And according to the National Guard, they have received 52 reports of sexual assault between 2013 and 2017. So obviously not completely up to date there, but that kind of gives you a little snapshot of time.
And that's in Wisconsin in particular?
Yep, that's the Wisconsin National Guard, so the Air and the Army branches.
So this investigation isn't just that one unit, and these reports are clearly then not just from that one Air unit. Is that right?
Well, the six that were reported to Baldwin early were just the Air unit, but the 52 reports are from both.
Talking to Laurel White, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News, looking at a new national investigation of Wisconsin National Guard's sexual harassment and assault policies. And Laurel, what has the Wisconsin National Guard leadership had to say since this all came out?
Well, you know, initially, the leadership of the National Guard was pretty defensive of their practices. They said that they felt like the structures were in place to be as transparent or as confidential as a victim wanted. They thought that disciplinary practices were really up to snuff. They thought that they were handling this in the way that it should be handled. That feedback came specifically after Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald reached out to the leadership there earlier this year, because he actually met with another whistleblower who said that she had a negative experience. She didn't feel like her incident was properly handled. So kind of the first response from the National Guard here was that, you know, they thought their practices were pretty good. Now, they've changed their tune a little bit. We got an official statement from them yesterday, and they said they really welcome this evaluation. They're always looking to, you know, make sure that the environment is good for service members. So they're planning to fully cooperate and see what comes of this.
And Governor Evers and Senator Baldwin had announced this investigation yesterday. What kind of things did they have to say?
Well, they said that it's really important for that environment to exist where Guard members feel like, they're supported, that they're heard when problems do occur, and that the systems are in place to make sure that things like this don't happen again. We know that a report is going to come out at the end of this investigation. It's expected to last several months. So they said that they're looking forward to seeing what sort of outcomes are there. We know that one part of the report is going to be a set of recommendations for how to make sexual assault and harassment policies better at the Wisconsin National Guard. So that's definitely something we're going to be keeping an eye out for.
And at least as I've phrased it so far, they'd be looking at the policies. I'm assuming they'll also review not just, the formal policies, but how they were implemented by the leadership of the National Guard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's one thing to have certain policies on the books, right? But to see how they're handled on a case-by-case basis, how enforced these policies are in terms of making sure that victims feel secure, that they're responded to, and that the penalties are implemented for people that are going a bit outside what their conduct should be.
And I understand the investigators, I think there's a hotline or something that National Guard members can go to report what they've seen or even experienced?
There is. So this investigative team, that again, it's from the federal government, the National Guard organization, they're going to come in and do a number of on-site visits, interviews with people, to talk to people who are at these facilities now. But if there are individuals who aren't there anymore, or have had experiences that, they wouldn't have the opportunity to speak in person with these individuals, there is an email address that's set up and other means of contact so they can provide, a full picture of what the environment is like at the Wisconsin National Guard facilities. So all of that information is in our story on WPR.org.
And we've seen a lot of institutions and organizations in the news, often in a bad way, when it comes to issues of sexual harassment or assault. From what you've heard from people about this report, is this something we've seen elsewhere in the National Guard around the nation, or is Wisconsin at least so far an outlier in these kinds of investigations?
Well, I'm not aware of any ongoing investigations outside of the state of Wisconsin in terms of sexual assault and harassment policies. We do know that nationally there have been issues with sexual assault in the military, certainly. National Guard offices in particular I'm not aware of, but this is something that I know the office has been aware of in the past. And, like we said before, they've defended their policies. They certainly have an apparatus in place for dealing with things like this. It's just how well is it being enforced? How well is it being followed? Have there been incidents that haven't been dealt with in the way the institution has meant for them to be dealt with?
And as this story moves ahead, Laurel, I know you're going to be watching the state budget, but as you keep an eye on this story too, what kind of things are you going to be watching for?
Well, I think it's going to be really interesting to see this report. Obviously they said several months. It's a little bit of an amorphous figure, so we're not exactly sure when we're going to be getting the details of this. But I think getting some specifics about what has happened there, the frequency, and any changes that they think need to be made is going to be really beneficial for this organization.
We'll leave it there for now. Laurel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That's Laurel White, State Capitol Reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us today to talk about a federal probe into the Wisconsin National Guard's sexual harassment and assault policies. That comes after a whistleblower alleged cases were mishandled by the organization. Governor Evers and Senator Tammy Baldwin had requested some kind of national investigation. Coming up next week, Thursday after 8 a.m., Kate Archer-Kent will talk with the Sexual Assault Response Coordinator and a victim advocate for the Wisconsin National Guard about sexual assault reporting, about the policies in place at the National Guard, how they're put into practice, and what this new national investigation could reveal.